TJ Lang, he torqued his rib area. It's listed as an oblique injury. I think he'll be okay to go in the game, but they just felt that it was important to rest him today. We'll see how TJ is, and, you know, obviously Chad Clifton, I think, is ready to go. The plan was to go through Wednesday and Thursday, see how he felt today. He feels good today. So those are options there, and also with Mark Towser and Alan Barber. The combination of all four is something we're looking at. Alan Barber took a lot of reps today at left tackle. Did we back him down? Well, this is his normal work week, and based on, you know, coming off of the four surgeries off the season, and then also having the ankle sprain, so Pat, Dr. McKenzie felt that it'd be best to get him back on a normal week's, you know, workload in this, and see if he can handle it. And I thought he practiced very well Wednesday and Thursday, and, you know, he felt good today. Huh? I would think so. I mean, but not how long, you know, durability. I mean, those are the things that you look at. I mean, Chad's situation is different than Mark Towser's, but, you know, you have to be smart on how you use these individuals because, you know, it just to throw them in there and think they're going to play 80 plays or 70 plays, I mean, I don't know if that's the right thing to do this week. It's all part of the conversation. I mean, we go through this every week where we go up top and have our game management meeting, and we'll go through the board and outline the 53 to the 45, and we'll talk in more specifics, and I'll watch the film in the morning with the staff, and that's the same process we go through every week. I'm not trying to sit here and hide anything. It's just getting all the information and making a sound decision. I don't think I probably want to talk about that right here. I mean, I think it's realistic to watch Mark, Nick Barnett, or whoever, you know, the individual is coming off of a knee surgery that, you know, you haven't participated in live action in a year. I mean, there's a protocol that obviously varies with the individual, the position, and, you know, we're going to trust the medical staff and frankly the input of the athlete to make a sound decision. Don had good practice today. Just spoke to him before he came up top. He feels good. Yeah, he took all his normal reps. I mean, so he did everything. He did the play action, did the movements, the drop back, and so he took a full day's work. No. I mean, he's hurting, but I do not have any concerns. Jake tweaked his quad in practice, and just being smart with him today. So he went through the jog through. Yeah, he went through the jog through, and they just wanted to put him in treatment or rehab. Yes, quad. Yeah, quad injury. Yes, I think it was. I think so. Well, I mean, I understand what the statistics are. I understand, you know, the history and everything. But I think you have to coach the game. You have to coach the situation. And if I recall, it was the 31 or 32-yard line based on the pregame work at that specific day. We felt anything from the 38 in was the range. So, I mean, we were 6 yards in the range from that standpoint. The way the game is going, the importance of momentum, you know, I felt that would have, to get that to a 3-point game was the risk or the goal that we were trying to achieve. So I don't have an issue with attempting a 51. He has plenty of leg. You know, he just didn't get a good kick on it. Yeah, I mean, I expect him to make a 51-yard field goal, and Mason expects to make it. And, if I was in that situation, again, with all the factors leading up to that decision, I would have kicked it again. He practiced today, feels much better. You know, there's a you know, medical protocol that you go through with every player that's in that particular medical situation, and you know, we're always going to play the high side of safety. So, you know, Dr. John Gray, you know, he goes through the test on a, you know, 1-2-3 day basis, and there's targets that you're looking to hit, and if there's any gray area, you know, we are on the side of caution. So, but he did practice today, and he looked his normal self out there today. He's been working all week. I'm sorry. Well, AJ's ready to go. Took a bunch of reps this week and subs. So I mean, AJ's a pro's pro. I mean, he's always prepared and he's ready to go. So we're very confident that it's, you know, whatever we do with AJ or really that whole inside linebacker group, I think it's a very good group. He's had a very good week of practice. I think he's really progressed a lot in his development as far as training camp and to this point in the season. You know, we just got transferred to the game day. So I'm looking forward to, hopefully he doesn't need to punt, but he's doing a lot of good things in a practice environment.